Hello, I'm Johnny Cash.
Well, I woke up Sunday morning with no way to hold my head. That didn't hurt. And the beer I had for breakfast wasn't bad, so I had one more for dessert. Then I fumbled in my closet, threw my clothes and found my cleanest dirty shirt. Then I washed my face and combed my hair and stumbled down the stairs to meet the day. I'd smoked my mind the night before with cigarettes and songs I'd been picking. But I lit my first and watched a small kid playing with a can that he was kicking. Then I walked across the street and caught the Sunday smell of someone's frying chicken. And Lord, it took me back to something that I lost somewhere, somehow along the way. On a Sunday morning sidewalk, I'm wishing, Lord, that I was stoned. 'Cause there's something in a Sunday that makes a body feel alone. And there's nothing sure to die in that's half as lonesome as the sound the sleeping city sidewalk and Sunday morning coming down. In the park I saw a daddy with a laughing little girl that he was swinging. And I stopped beside a Sunday school and listened to the songs they were singing. Then I headed down the street and somewhere far away a lonely bell was ringing. And it echoed through the canyons like a disappearing dream of yesterday. On a Sunday morning sidewalk, I'm wishing, Lord, that I was stoned. 'Cause there's something in a Sunday that makes a body feel alone. And there's nothing short of dying that's half as lonesome as the sound of the sleeping city sidewalk and Sunday morning coming down.
Sunday morning coming down. Beautiful song written by Chris Christopherson, sung there by Mr. Johnny Cash. Welcome to our Fab FM music special on a Wednesday and Saturday nights. Tonight we look at, it's my honour to look at the music, the life of Johnny Cash. At the start of the special, I thought we'd bring on Fab FM's resident rock historian, Ralph Hadzig. What he doesn't know about rock and roll and all of the artists, well, it's not worth knowing. So I thought I'd bring Ralph on first to talk about Johnny Cash, the living years, and then we'll, at the end of the special, talk to Ralph again about when Johnny died and what sort of legacy he left. The living years, Ralph, what have you got to say?
Oh, the living years were a prolific time. And the good thing about YouTube now is you can find some great clips of Johnny Cash singing with people that you would never have believed. And he was just a nice guy. A lot of people don't know that he was Roy Orbison's neighbor in Hendersonville, Tennessee. He never compromised with what he did at all, because he knew how he wanted it to be, and the powers that be let him do that. Yeah, they broke the mold when they made him. There was no question of that. So I don't know that anybody's going to be able to ever fill those shoes again. Yeah, no problems. Onward and upward. Here we go. See you. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Ralph. Well, beginning with his mid-50s recordings for Sun Records, Johnny Cash established an international reputation as one of the fathers of country music. But he didn't just appeal to the die-hard country music fan, he touched the popular music and rock fan as well. His style was infectious. And when he came out and said,
"Hello, I'm Johnny Cash,"
we all listened. He overcame personal demons to reach superstar status in the late 60s, and even after death, Johnny Cash is still a huge seller of recordings. A prolific songwriter, an astute selector of songs from the pens of others, he carved out an incredible career. It wasn't all peaks, there were quite a few valleys, and we'll explore those times as well during the special. It truly is a warts and all story of a giant of a man in black, called Johnny Cash. Johnny Cash was born J.R. Cash on February 26th, 1932, in Kingsland, Arkansas, to Ray and Carrie Cash, both of Scottish descent and raised in Dyess, Arkansas. By age five, he was working in the cotton fields, singing along with his family as they worked. In fact, this was a time when there was lots of floods. And of course, later Johnny came up with a song that really captured that early time.
"How high's the water, mama? 5 feet high and rising. How high's the water, papa? She said it's 5 feet high and rising. Well, the rails are washed out north of town. We gotta head for higher ground. We can't come back till the water goes down. 5 feet high and rising. Well, it's 5 feet high and rising."
His older brother Jack died in a tragic accident while working a high school shop table saw in 1944. And it's often said amongst the joy of Johnny Cash's life, there was also a dose of sadness he always carried with him. Because of brother Jack's death, maybe that's why he could write about pain so well. His family economic and personal struggles during the Depression shaped him as a person and inspired many of his songs, especially those about other people facing similar problems. Taught by his mother and a childhood friend, Johnny began playing guitar and writing songs as a young boy. In high school, he sang on a local radio station. Thank goodness for radio. How many careers have been started and given that early opportunity to then blossom? And that's radio in the early days. Too bad it doesn't fully service that today. Traditional Irish music that he heard weekly on the Jack Benny radio program influenced him greatly. After basic training at Lackland Air Force Base and technical training at Brooks Air Force Base, both in San Antonio, Texas, Johnny was sent to a U.S. Air Force Security Service unit at Landsberg in Germany. After his term of service ended, he married Vivian Liberto on August 7th, 1954. The two had met while Johnny was training in Texas. Later in 1954, they moved to Memphis, Tennessee, where he sold home appliances while studying to be a radio announcer. After auditioning for Sam Phillips, now Sam Phillips, of course, the famous Sam Phillips from Sun Records, singing mostly gospel songs, Phillips said to him, quote, "Go home and commit a few sins, then come back with a song I can sell." Well, we don't know what those sins might have been, but Johnny did eventually win over Sam Phillips with new songs delivered in his early frenetic style. When he signed for Sun Records in 1955, he dropped the John and became Johnny Cash. His first recording at Sun, that was a song called Hey Porter and Cry, 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 were released in the year of 1955 and met with reasonable success on the Country Hit Parade. Cry, Cry, Cry is one of my personal favourites. Here it is.
Everybody knows where you go when the sun goes down. I think you only live to see the lights uptown. I wasted my time when I would try, try, try. 'Cause when the lights have lost their glow, you cry, cry, cry. Soon your sugar daddies will all be gone. You wake up some cold day and find you're alone. You'll call for me, but I'm gonna tell you bye, bye, bye. When I turn around and walk away, you'll cry, cry, cry. You're gonna cry, 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 and you'll cry alone. When everyone's forgotten and you're left on your own, you're gonna cry, cry, cry. I lie awake at night to wait till you come in. You stay a little while and then you're gone again. Every question that I ask, I get a lie, lie, lie. For every lie you tell, you're gonna cry, cry, cry. When your fickle love gets old, no one will care for you. Then you'll come back to me for a little love, that's true. I'll tell you no, and then you'll ask me why. When I remind you of all of this, you'll cry, cry, cry. You're gonna cry, 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 and you'll want me then. It'll hurt when you think of the fool you've been. You're gonna cry, cry, cry.
Cry, 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 Johnny Cash. Well, John's next song made the country top five. Folsom Prison Blues was written by John in the early 50s. John was inspired to write the song after seeing the movie Inside the Walls of Folsom Prison while serving in West Germany in the United States Air Force, as I mentioned earlier. In John's lyrics, the jailbird listens to the whistle of a train outside his cell and recounts the reason he's in lockup. I shot a man in Reno just to watch him die. He then imagines the free people inside the train and dreams of what he would do if he were free. He was to sing the song Inside Folsom to an appreciative audience of inmates.
I hear the train a-coming, it's rolling around a bend. And I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison and time keeps dragging on. But that train keeps a-rolling on down to San Antone. When I was just a baby, my mama told me, son, always be a good boy, don't ever play with guns. But I shot a man in Reno just to watch him die. When I hear that whistle blowing, I hang my head and cry. I bet there's rich folks eating from a fancy dining car. They're probably drinking coffee and smoking big cigars. Well, I know I had it coming. know I can't be free. But those people keep a moving, and that's what tortures me. If they freed me from this prison, if that railroad train was mine, I bet I'd move it on a little farther down the line. Far from Folsom Prison, that's where I want to stay. And I'd let that lonesome whistle blow my blues away.
John followed up Folsom Prison Blues with a song he wrote that was to be his first number one hit. It became number one on the country charts, but also made it into the pop charts at number 20. The song's title would be the subject of two movies, one starring Gregory Peck, the second starring Joaquin Phoenix and Reese Witherspoon. It tells the story of John staying faithful to his wife at the time, Vivian, while on the road.
I keep a close watch on this heart of mine. I keep my eyes wide open all the time. I keep the ends out for the tie that binds. Because you're mine, I walk the line. I find it very, very easy to be true. I find myself alone when each day's through. Yes, I'll admit that I'm a fool for you. Because you're mine, I walk the line. As sure as night is dark and day is light, I keep you on my mind both day and night. And happiness I've known proves that it's right. Because you're mine, I walk the line. You've got a way to keep me on your side. You give me cause for love that I can't hide. For you I know I'd even try to turn the tide. Because you're mine, I walk the line. I keep a close watch on this heart of mine. I keep my eyes wide open all the time. I keep the ends out for the tie that binds. Because you're mine, I walk the line.
Walk the line. Well, as John's career was taking off in the early 60s, he began drinking heavily and became addicted to amphetamines and barbiturates. For a brief time, he shared an apartment in Nashville with Waylon Jennings. Well, there you are. That's you can imagine what happened then, because Waylon Jennings was heavily addicted to amphetamines at that time. Johnny would often hide his pills, forget where he hid them, and then accuse Jennings of stealing them, causing huge rows between the two. Can you imagine it? John used the uppers to stay awake during tours. Friends seemed to think it was, well, something to joke about, but the problem was really getting worse. Although in many ways he was personally spiralling out of control, his creativity was still delivering hits. His rendition of Ring of Fire was a major crossover hit, reaching number one on the country charts and entering high on the pop charts. The song was written by June Carter and Merle Kilgore, and originally performed by June Carter's sister, but the signature Spanish-style horn arrangement was provided by John, who said that it had just come to him in a dream. The song really describes the personal hell June Carter went through as she wrestled with her forbidden love for Cash. They were both married to other people at the time. And as she dealt with his personal ring of fire, drug dependency and alcoholism.
Love is a burning thing, and it makes a fiery ring, bound by wild desire. I fell into a ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. Fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. The taste of love is sweet when hearts like ours meet. I fell for you like a child. Oh, but the fire went wild. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire, the ring of fire, the ring of fire.
Ring of fire there. Well, John's drug addiction was at its worst at this point, and his destructive behaviour led to his divorce from his first wife and cancelled performances. He divorced his wife Vivian in 1966 and 2 years later married the love of his life, June Carter. Their concerts were always amazing. The chemistry between the two could not be hidden. They were so much in love, it hurt. They definitely got married in a fever.
We got married in a fever, hotter than a pepper sprout. We've been talking about Jackson ever since the fire went out. I'm going to Jackson, I'm gonna mess around. Yeah, I'm going to Jackson, look out Jackson Town.
We'll go on down to Jackson, go ahead and wreck your hell. Go play your hand, you big talking man, make a big fool of yourself. Yeah, go to Jackson, go comb your hair.
Honey, I'm gonna snowball Jackson,
see if I care.
When I breeze into that city, people gonna stoop and bow. All them women gonna make me teach them what they don't know how. I'm going to Jackson, you turn loose of my coat, 'cause I'm going to Jackson.
Goodbye, that's all she wrote.
Yeah, we're going to Jackson. Ain't never coming back. Well, we got married in a fever, hotter than a pepper sprout. Honey, we've been talking about Jackson.
Jackson, Johnny Cash and June Carter. Well, Johnny Cash always felt great compassion for prisoners. He began performing concerts at various prisons starting in the late 50s. These performances led to a pair of highly successful live albums, Johnny Cash at Folsom Prison and Johnny Cash at San Quentin. Folsom Prison Blues, coupled with John's known drug and alcohol abuse problems, helped give rise to the myth that Johnny Cash served prison time. Although he carefully cultivated a romantic outlaw image, he never served a prison sentence, although he did land in jail 7 times for misdemeanors, each stay lasting just a single night. His most serious and well-known run-in with the law occurred while on tour in 1965 when he was arrested by a narcotics squad in El Paso, Texas. The officers suspected that he was smuggling heroin from Mexico, but in actual fact it was prescription narcotics and amphetamines that he had hidden inside his guitar case. Because they were prescription drugs rather than illegal narcotics, he received a suspended sentence. So he never was a jailbird, but he was a blackbird.
Well, you wonder why I always dress in black, why you never see bright colors on my back, and why does my appearance seem to have a somber tone? Well, there's a reason for the things that I have on. I wear the black for the poor and the beaten down, living in the hopeless, hungry side of town. I wear it for the prisoner who has long paid for his crime, but is there because he's a victim of the time. I wear the black for those who've never read or listen to the words that Jesus said about the road to happiness through love and charity. Why, you think he's talking straight to you and me? Well, we're doing mighty fine, I do suppose, in our streak of lightning cars and fancy clothes. But just so we're reminded of the ones who are held back, up front there ought to be a man in black. I wear it for the sick and lonely old, for the reckless ones whose bad trip left them cold. I wear the black in mourning for the lives that could have been. Each week we lose 100 fine young men. And I wear it for the thousands who have died, believing that the Lord was on their side. I wear it for another 100,000 who have died, believing that we all were on their side. Well, there's things that never will be right, I know, and things need changing everywhere you go. But till we start to make a move to make a few things right, you'll never see me wear a suit of white. Oh, I'd love to wear a rainbow every day and tell the world that everything's okay. But I'll try to carry off a little darkness on my back till things are brighter. I'm the man in black.
Man in black. Well, we played you the Folsom Prison recording earlier. When John went to San Quentin Prison to perform, the live recording included a crossover song that would give him another number one hit on both the country and pop charts.
Well, my daddy left home when I was 3, and he didn't leave much to Ma and me, just this old guitar and an empty bottle of booze. Now, I don't blame him because he run and hid, but the meanest thing that he ever did was before he left, he went and named me Sue. Well, he must have thought that it was quite a joke, and it got a lot of laughs from lots of folks. Seems I had to fight my whole life through. Some gal would giggle and I'd get red, and some guy'd laugh and I'd bust his head. I'll tell you, life ain't easy for a boy named Sue. Well, I grew up quick and I grew up mean. My fists got hard, my wits got keen. Roamed from town to town to hide my shame. But I made me a vow to the moon and stars, I'd search the honky-tonks and bars and kill that man that gave me that awful name. Well, it was Gatlinburg in mid-July, and I'd just hit town and my throat was dry. I thought I'd stop and have myself a brew at an old saloon on a street of mud. There at a table, dealing stud, sat a dirty mangy dog that named me Sue. Well, I knew that snake was my own sweet dad from a worn-out picture that my mother'd had. And I knew that scar on his cheek and his evil eye. He was big and bent and gray and old, and I looked at him and my blood ran cold. And I said, my name is Sue. How do you do? How you gonna die? Yeah, that's what I told him. Well, I hit him hard right between the eyes, and he went down, but to my surprise, come up with a knife and cut off a piece of my ear. But I busted a chair right across his teeth, and we crashed through the wall and into the street, kicking and a gouging in the mud and the blood and the beer. I tell you, I've fought tougher men, but I really can't remember when. He kicked like a mule and he bit like a crocodile. I heard him laugh and then I heard him cuss, and he went for his gun and I pulled mine first. He stood there looking at me and I saw him smile. And he said, son, this world is rough, and if a man's gonna make it, he's gotta be tough. And I know I wouldn't be there to help you along. So I give you that name and I said goodbye. I knew you'd have to get tough or die. And it's that name that helped to make you strong. Yeah. Said, now you just fought one hell of a fight, and I know you hate me and you got the right to kill me now, and I wouldn't blame you if you do. But you ought to thank me before I die for the gravel in your guts and the spit in the eye, cause I'm the that named you Sue. Yeah, what could I do? What could I do? I got all choked up and I threw down my gun, called him a paw and he called me a son, and I come away with a different point of view. And I think about him now and then, every time I try and every time I win. And if I ever have a son, I think I'm gonna name him Bill or George, anything but Sue. I still ain't with him.
A boy named Sue. Well, for 7 years, John Squeeze, June Carter, weighed up her life. Was she going to stick with this very creative man or ditch the drug and booze-filled singer that was off the planet half the time? Choose. It's me or the drugs and alcohol. Well, this gave John an incredible wake-up call. He wasn't prepared to give up the love of his life. So he quit using drugs in the early 70s with the help of June, and also his rediscovered Christian faith. June Carter was a huge influence on the Man in Black. He more than anyone knew he had an amazing woman, a keeper. She always had a kind word and a few minutes for everyone, no matter their station in life. From cleaners to presidents, June Carter treated everybody the same way. She had a kind heart. She had to stick with John to get through those bad times with the Man in Black. In the mid-70s, John's popularity and hit songs began to decline. So, you know, the 70s weren't all that good to him. In 1980, John became the Country Music Hall of Fame's youngest living inductee at age 48. But during the 80s, his records failed to make a major impact on the country charts, although he continued to tour successfully. Johnny Cash's diverse career was highlighted by his presence in the three major music halls of fame: the Nashville Songwriters Hall of Fame, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and the Country Music Hall of Fame. Only Hank Williams Sr. and Jimmy Rogers share the honour with Cash as being in all three. In the mid-1980s, he recorded and toured with Waylon Jennings, Willie Nelson and Kris Kristofferson as the Highwaymen, making two hit albums. I had the great pleasure to meet all three backstage in Melbourne when I was commissioned by Channel 10 to do a story on them. It was an interesting time backstage, I can tell you, because there was a lot of Tennessee whiskey consumed. Certainly at the beginning of the show, at interval, and at the end of the show. But anyway, it was just so good. And standing next to Johnny Cash, unless you're a very, very tall person, it's quite an experience. You're looking up and up, and there he is, Johnny Cash, and the hands, the huge hands. And, of course, meeting Waylon Jennings and Kris Kristofferson was amazing too. Anyway, the Highwaymen. Here they are.
I was a highwayman. Along the coach roads I did ride, with sword and pistol by my side. Many a young maid lost her baubles to my trade. Many a soldier shed his lifeblood on my blade. The bastards hung me in the spring of 25, but I am still alive.
I was a sailor, I was born upon the tide, with the sea I did abide. I sailed a schooner around the Horn of Mexico. I went aloft to furl the mainsail in a blow. And when the yards broke off, they said that I got killed. But I'm living still. I was a dam builder across a river deep and wide, where steel and water did collide. A place called Boulder on the Wild Colorado. I slipped and fell into the wet concrete below. They buried me in that gray tomb that knows no sound. But I'm still around. I'll always be around and around and around and around.
I fly a starship across the universe divide, and when I reach the other side, I'll find a place to rest my spirit if I can. Perhaps I may become a highwayman again, or I may simply be a single drop of rain. But I will remain, and I'll be back again and again and again and again and again and again.
The Highwaymen there. Well, John relapsed into addiction after a serious abdominal injury in 1983 caused by an unusual incident in which he was kicked and badly injured by an ostrich he kept on his farm. He was given painkillers as part of a recovery process, which led to a return to substance abuse. He then underwent double bypass surgery, but this time he refused to use any prescription painkillers, fearing a relapse into dependency. John later claimed that during his operation he had what he's called a near-death experience. He said he had visions of heaven that were so beautiful that he was angry when he woke up alive. In 1986, John returned to Sun Studios in Memphis to team up with Roy Orbison, Jerry Lee Lewis and Carl Perkins to create the album Class of 55. After Columbia Records dropped Johnny Cash from his recording contract, he had a short and unsuccessful stint with Mercury Records between 1987 and 1991. His career was rejuvenated in the 1990s, leading to unexpected popularity and iconic status among a younger audience, not traditionally interested in country music. Although he was no longer sought after by major labels, John was approached by producer Rick Rubin and offered a contract with Rubin's American Recordings label, better known for rap and hard rock than for country music. Under Rubin's supervision, he recorded the album American Recordings, that's in 1994, in his living room, accompanied only by his guitar. The album featured several covers of contemporary artists selected by Rubin and saw much critical and commercial success, winning a Grammy for Best Contemporary Folk Album. In 1996, John released a sequel, Unchained, and enlisted the accompaniment of Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, which won a Grammy for Best Country Album. He was on the rise again. But in 1997, John was diagnosed with an illness associated with diabetes, damage to nerves that regulate blood pressure, heart rate, bowel and bladder emptying and digestion and other body functions. The illness forced John to put touring on hold. A year later, in 1998, he was admitted to hospital with severe pneumonia, which damaged his lungs. He was cheered up no end when, in 1999, John received the Grammy Lifetime Achievement Award. In 2002, a song called Hurt was recorded by Johnny Cash to critical acclaim. It was Johnny's final hit before his death.
I hurt myself today to see if I still feel. I focus on the pain, the only thing that's real. The needle tears a hole, the old familiar sting. Try to kill it all away, but I remember everything. What have I become? My sweetest friend, everyone I know goes away in the end. And you could have it all, my empire of dirt. I will let you down, I will make you hurt. I wear this crown of thorns upon my liar's chair, full of broken thoughts I cannot repair. Beneath the stains of time, the feelings disappear. You are someone else, I am still right here. What have I become? My sweetest friend, everyone I know goes away in the end. And you could have it all, my empire of dirt. I will let you down, I will make you.
That is Hurt from Johnny Cash. An emotional song. June Carter Cash died of complications following heart valve replacement surgery on May 15, 2003 at the age of 73. John was not only a sick man, but at that time a shattered man. Well, Johnny died on September 12, 2003, less than 4 months after his wife June Carter's death. Johnny died in Nashville, Tennessee at the age of 71 due to complications from diabetes, which resulted in respiratory failure. Johnny Cash has influenced countless artists and left a body of work matched only by the greatest artists of his time. Upon his death, Johnny Cash was revered by many as the greatest popular musician of all time. Cash nurtured and defended artists on the fringes of what was acceptable in country music, even while serving as the country music establishment's most visible symbol. He always stood up for people. He stood up for the downtrodden. He stood up for people who wanted to be a little different. He stood up for the American Indian, the Native American. In total, he wrote over 1,000 songs and released dozens of singles and albums. In 2005, Walk the Line, an Academy Award-winning movie about Johnny Cash's lifetime, starring Joaquin Phoenix as Johnny Cash, and he won the 2006 Golden Globe for Best Actor. And also Reese Witherspoon was in the movie as well as June Carter Cash. She won the 2006 Best Actress Oscar for that. It was released worldwide. It was just fantastic, Walk the Line. If you haven't seen that movie, it is amazing. Johnny Cash sold over 15 million albums in his nearly 50-year career and came to occupy a commanding position in music history. One of Johnny Cash's final collaborations with producer Rick Rubin, entitled American V, 100 Highways, was released posthumously on July 4th, 2006. Even in death, Johnny Cash is still mighty enough to top the charts. American V, 100 Highways earned the Man in Black his first number one album since 1969's Johnny Cash at San Quentin. The American Recordings' Lost Highway effort also crowns the top country albums tally, knocking the Dixie Chicks out of the charts after 7 weeks on top. Here's a track from that album that was recorded a very short time before he passed away. I love this song. When I hear it, I cry. Here it is.
I have been a rover, I have walked alone, hiked 100 highways, never found a home. Still and all I'm happy, the reason is, you see, once in a while along the way, love's been good to me. There was a girl in Denver before the summer storm. Oh, her eyes were tender, oh, her arms were warm, and she could smile away the thunder, kiss away the rain. And even though she's gone away, you won't hear me complain. I have been a rover, I have walked alone, hiked 100 highways, never found a home. Still and all I'm happy, the reason is, you see, once in a while along the way, love's been good to me. There was a girl in Portland before the winter chill. We used to go a-courtin', along October Hill, and she could laugh away the dark clouds, cry away the snow. It seems like only yesterday, as down the road I go, I've been a rover, I have walked along, hiked 100 highways, never found a home. Still and all I'm happy, the reason is you see, once in a while along the way, love's been good to me.
The voice is a little croaky and not as strong as it used to be, but it seems somehow to fit perfectly into the time and to his impending death. The tired old balladeer about to leave our mortal world and join the love of his life again. We salute the great Johnny Cash tonight. At the beginning of this music special, we spoke to Fab FM's resident rock historian, Ralph Hadzik, and spoke to him about the living years of Johnny Cash. So as we end the special now, and Johnny Cash leaving us, leaving this mortal coil, I want to ask him, what was Johnny Cash's legacy? Ralph?
Oh, no, certainly never going to be another Johnny Cash. Nobody even comes close. And, you know, you sit back and you look at the guys that were his contemporaries, and Merle Haggard and Willie Nelson and Kris Kristofferson, and you just can't see that happening in the world of country music these days. They broke the mold when they made him. There was no question of that. So I don't know that anybody's going to be able to ever fill those shoes again.
Hello, I'm Johnny Cash.
A young cowboy named Billy Joe grew restless on the farm. A boy filled with wanderlust who really meant no harm. He changed his clothes and shined his boots and combed his dark hair down. His mother cried as he walked out, "Don't take your guns to town, son. Leave your guns at home, Bill. Don't take your guns to town." He laughed and kissed his mom and said, "You're Billy Joe's a man. I can shoot as quick and straight as anybody can. But I wouldn't shoot without a cause, I'd gun nobody down." But she cried again as he rode away, "Don't take your guns to town, son. Leave your guns at home, Bill. Don't take your guns to town." He sang a song as on he rode, his guns hung at his hips. Into a cattle town, a smile upon his lips. He stopped and walked into a bar and laid his money down. But his mother's words echoed again, "Don't take your guns to town, son. Leave your guns at home, Bill. Don't take your guns to town." Drank his first strong liquor then to calm his shaking hand, and tried to tell himself at last he had become a man. A dusty cowpoke at his side began to laugh him down, and he heard again his mother's words, "Don't take your guns to town, son. Leave your guns at home, Bill. Don't take your guns to town." Filled with rage, then Billy Joe reached for his gun to draw. But the stranger drew his gun and fired before he even saw. As Billy Joe fell to the floor, the crowd all gathered round and wondered at his final words, "Don't take your guns to town, son. Leave your guns at home, Bill. Don't take your guns to town.